Frisco.
Am I on the air?
Good afternoon, it's Wednesday the 26th of June. Welcome to Local and Live, and this morning I had a lovely telephone conversation. And we're blessed with a wide selection of wonderful plays at the New Vic here in Newcastle under Lyme. And next week brings a production of What the Butler Saw, written by Joe Orton, produced by London Classic Theatre and directed by Michael Cabot. And I'm very pleased to introduce one of the actors in that play. It's Alex Cardle. Morning, Alex.
Good morning, how are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. What a beautiful day it is.
It really is, absolutely stunning.
It is, and you started in April in Eastbourne with this play, and you're currently appearing at the Theatre Royal Bury St Edmunds, so a very busy schedule for the play.
Very busy schedule indeed, yeah, we've been up and down the country. I think in the first 2 weeks we were Eastbourne to Perth, up in Scotland, I would dare say, not Australia, but we are up and down the country. It feels like all over the world, but it's really, really beautiful to visit these incredible regional theatres. It's so important that regional theatre exists and continues to thrive, and we're very, very looking forward to coming to Stoke in the near future, next week. Very exciting.
Can you give us a short summary of what the play's about?
I can do, but Joe Orton would probably say you've done a rubbish job there, Alex. But essentially, it is a story set in a mental institution in and around London town, and it revolves around the family orientation of Dr. Prentice and Mrs. Prentice, and the chaotic intimation that happens over the course of an entire day. And really, it's Joe Orton's look on 1967 society, and still today says so much about hypocrisy. I mean, some would say this play is majorly dated, but it really does say a lot about society and how we treat each other and how we are separated from society and the communication, how that's kind of lacking. But it really does say so much about what we're dealing with today, particularly when it comes to putting a white coat on a man and that making him some kind of powerful god. It really does say a lot about society.
And you play Nicholas Beckett, so tell us about him. What's he like?
Nicholas Beckett is the young bellboy from the Station Hotel directly opposite the mental institution where all the chaos ensues, and he comes into the mix unaware of what's going on with the chaos and very much falls deeply involved in it. Well, it's this manic farce that just really does take off at 120 mile an hour and doesn't really stop until the very end.
I did see a job description for the role of Nicholas Beckett, and it looked like a great part to play, but at the end it said, please note that this role features partial nudity. So did that make you think twice, or did you think, yay, partial nudity?
Well, you know what, there's something quite liberating about doing it on stage, about sort of getting your kit off, but the main thing that really got me, Joan, was the fact that David Tennant played this role at the National Theatre.
Wow.
A friend of mine, Jack Holden, played it at the Curve in Leicester. It's more to it than just getting undressed. I think it's a young boy who's seeking love but doesn't quite know how to go about it. And I think through the duration of the play, although he does reveal his underwear, etc., he really does kind of learn the hard way of how to love in a society of 1967 that, again, says so much about today. So it'd be lovely to see what a modern audience would take away from this. And we've had some really interesting responses, good and bad, as Joe would have wanted. He would have wanted people to walk out. He would have wanted the people to laugh out loud and stand up and clap at the end. It's been a real mix, but we're looking forward to seeing what the Stoke audience thinks of our version of What the Butler Saw.
And you've done so much in theatre, musical theatre, TV, film. So how are you enjoying this role compared to everything else that you've done?
It's a real treat. I think doing a farce or doing a classic farce at any point of a career is an absolute treat. And I think this is, I mean, within reason, it's got elements of musical theatre to it, because there's certain beats that you have to land as an actor. You have to kind of think on the line and really kind of land it as if it was a piece of music. But all that training, all that musical theatre stuff that you mentioned, has really come in handy when doing this. I know we're not singing and dancing, but it very much is a physical comedy that requires so many skills that are cultivated at drama school and through doing those different jobs. So it really is a mixture of all of those, yeah, all of those things.
Wonderful. And of course, we have mentioned this play was written in the 1960s by Joe Orton, who, he liked to shock, he liked to delight, didn't he, in equal measures, but it was thought to be racy even back then.
Yeah.
Times have changed regarding what's politically correct, and you have just mentioned that the audience have had mixed reactions. What's the best audience reaction that you've had?
Oh my gosh, I mean, last night we had someone step in last minute. We unfortunately lost one of our cast members. They've decided to move away for a section of time. So it's very much a bit of all hands on deck, let's all jump in. And it was just fantastic. Bless him, one of my very dear friends, Robbie Noon, stepped in with script in hand and absolutely smashed it. So that was a real hoot. But I think I must say one of our finest moments on stage was in Bath, where the audience were just so up for a night out to watch some Joe Wharton. Just their reaction, their enjoyment of the whole show, that opening night was absolutely wonderful, and we really hope to continue that throughout the duration of the tour, particularly in Stoke, where the staging is very different. I mean, a lot of the stages we've been playing at are end on, whereas Stoke is in the round. So we're really looking forward to seeing what the audience think from our production from all angles, should we say.
Yes. So will you have to adapt for the fact that Stoke is in the round, as you say? Will it make it a totally different production for you?
I don't necessarily think it'd be totally different, but it will certainly be interesting because we've been doing it for a fair while now, and I think just doing it, we're getting into the theatre on the Monday to re-block the show, and this is really important for your audiences to know that we do get a lot of time to change the configuration of the production, but not like weeks on end to re-rehearse it. So it's very much that first Tuesday night, it's going to be like, right, let's see how this goes. You know, we've only had literally sort of 24 hours to re-block it. I can't imagine there'll be huge changes, but certainly from an acting perspective, it's about playing all the space, you know, not just playing it out front. You've got to play it out everywhere, kind of 360 degrees. So we're really looking forward to seeing what an audience would take away from that version of this production.
I did have a look at the New Vic website, and it says suitable for people 14 plus, which I presume is the same for everywhere. It also says, please note, this production contains gunshots, nudity and strong language. So I think, Alex, that will probably attract more people than it puts off, don't you?
Absolutely. I always think, you know, those things on telly where it says this contains exactly what you just listed. I lean forwards rather than turn over.
This is it.
It's more of like, this will bring more people in, you know. But yeah, it's very much an attraction of sorts. So, yep, interested to see what the audience thinks of our version of What the Film.
So, Alex, we want everyone in the area, in Stoke-on-Trent, Staffordshire and all the surrounding areas, to come and see this wonderful play. How would you encourage people to come?
Well, the main thing is you want to have a good night out of the theatre, but also you want to be challenged. I think there's a lot to say about theatre and films nowadays that don't necessarily challenge our views of society. Yes, there's so much in this play that is dated. However, it still says so much about society and today's way that we live life. And I think if you want to have a laugh out loud moment and just think, you know what, we're way too serious in our society right now, let's just go and have a good night out at the theatre at the New Vic, Stoke-on-Trent. Come and watch.
Alex, brilliant. Thank you so much for chatting to me today. And I'm sure that you'll love it at the New Vic in the round.
Yeah, really looking forward to it.
And you're here from next Tuesday the 2nd through to Saturday the 6th of July. And I personally am really looking forward to seeing What the Butler Saw. All the best to you, Alex.
Fantastic. All the best to you too.
That's What the Butler Saw at the New Vic Theatre, and it's next Tuesday through till Saturday, and I for one can't wait to see it.